We have no democracy left in Britain because all our laws are decided now, or most of our laws are decided by EU commissioners. He talked about myths put about in the media. In fact, it's the people that want to stay in the European Union who are putting endless myths about how we won't be able to trade, about how jobs are lost. I'm afraid it's very, very easy and is going to be very easy for the no campaigners, the Leave campaigners, to be able to blow their arguments wide apart.
Stephen Kinnock?
Well, this idea that all our legislation, about 9% of our legislation comes from
Brussels.
No, that's
Brussels. Not true, Stephen,
in terms
and
of
you
the
know
economy,
it.
I mean, I am in a constituency where we rely on the steelworks. If we came out of the European Union and didn't have access to the single market and access to influencing the rules of the single market, we would be in
Stephen,
big trouble
if
here.
Stephen, if we were out of the European Union...
The UK invented the single market. We are the people that pushed enlargement. We're incredibly influential. We're a pole of stability, bringing countries like Poland and Czech Republic into peace and stability. That's something we should be proud of.
55 no votes at the Council of Ministers since 1996.
Let Suzanne Evans speak for a moment.
55 no votes from Britain at the Council of Ministers since 1996, and every single one of them we've had to make it law anyway. And as far as the steel industry is concerned, we've just had the closure of the steel plant in Redcar. If we were outside the European Union, they wouldn't have such high energy costs. That company wouldn't have been in trouble, and the government could have helped to bail it out.
No, because you don't have access then to the single market.
I'm really sorry. We must leave it there for now. We are out of time. I'm very sorry to both.